Our guest in the cafe this morning is our books commentator from Sulphur Springs, Sharon Felth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sharon, just back recently from the Outer Banks of North Carolina.
Oh, yes. The beach is our happy place.
Yeah. That's. I think we all would enjoy a week of that. So congratulations.
Wow. Thanks.
Yeah. We're going to talk about a local author today. And I'm excited about this, and his name is Gene Shelton.
Yes, he lives in Sulphur Springs with his wife, Barbara, and he's a member of Silver Leos, but he has written and published 26 different books. Some are novels, some are about Texas legends, because Gene is one of those that writes about what he knows, and he really was a cowboy for a long, long time, so he's kind of got that part down. And he also was a journalist, all over to all different parts of Texas, a copy editor and an editor for about 35 years. So he's got that aspect of writing down too.
You learn a lot about writing that way.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. You're living it every day. Well, the first of these books that you wanted to talk about, and by the way, you mentioned the Silver Leos, which is the writing group here at A&M Commerce. You all
yes.
get together and you help each other out in your writing. So he's part of that. But the first book you were going to talk about was How the West Was Lost.
Yes, that is the second in a series that he has about these two horrible, horrible outlaws. The first in the series is called Unwanted, Dead or Alive. And the outlaws were, at the beginning of the series, they were just these old cowboys that had been riding the range and doing their thing for as long as they had been together, which was several years. And then they, on this horrible, horrible winter, they've been out close to midnight, and they've been finding the cows, trying to get them all back so that they won't freeze. And they go back to the ranch house, and their boss is there with a banker, and he said, they're taking back the ranch. And the banker, who has a very cold heart, says, you've got till noon tomorrow to get out and go away. Well, it's the middle of winter, and they can't find another job, and they really love working for this guy. And so they decide that the best thing they can do is become outlaws and rob enough people to get enough money so they can give it back to their boss, and he can buy the ranch back, and they can have a job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're horrible. They become horrible outlaws. Not that they're dangerous. They just can't get it right. Nothing they do works. They are wanted for accidental murder, for rustling, none of which they've really done. But they just get in these scrapes, and they have no idea how to be outlaws. As a matter of fact, they don't even like guns. It makes them nervous.
It's a little Butch and Sundance.
Kind of,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so that is How the West Was Lost by Sulphur Springs author Gene Shelton, and that's a fun novel, a fun read.
It is. The first one is Unwanted, Dead or Alive, and the two cowboys are Buck and Dobie, Buck Hawkins and Dobie Garrett. And then at the end of the first book, Unwanted, Dead or Alive, they have a little twist in their antics, which makes their life even more complicated, and it picks up, this complicated life of being an outlaw picks up in the second book, How the West Was Lost. And it's really a fun read. I was laughing. I actually woke my husband up laughing while I was reading at night.
that is good. How the West Was Lost I noticed a lot of favorable reviews on Amazon.com, not just three or four, but dozens.
Yes.
So it's actually doing quite well. And then he had a book that came out. By the way, we're talking with Sharon Felth, and Sharon's our book commentator from Sulphur Springs. Historical fiction, book of historical fiction, Warriors, which just recently came out.
Mm-hmm. It's a novel of Texas's last campaign with the Comanches. It's kind of when they finished moving them out of Texas or getting rid of them. And Gene's research is impeccable. It's very extensive. But he's done a lot of other books, too. He did one on a Houston madam, which was a lady, Pam, Pamelia, P-A-M-E-L-I-A, I'm not sure how to pronounce it, man. And she was a madam of House of Ill Repute in Houston and became kind of a legend herself. He's done a series of different legends of people in Texas, and his books are just well-researched and delightful to read.
There's one called Manhunter about the Texas Ranger Frank Hamer.
Yes.
Who hunted down Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is... We gave that to a friend of ours for Father's Day, and he is an old lawman himself, and so he really appreciated it.
He really, really enjoyed that. Well, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Oh, thank you.
All right. We're starting the day, you're starting the day, with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.